With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. A government shutdown continues as both Democrats and Republicans blame each other for the impasse. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer accuses Republicans of trying to bully his party.
Donald Trump and Republicans have barreled us into a shutdown because they refuse to protect Americans' health care.
Senate Majority Leader John Thune says that Democrats have trapped themselves by opposing the House's clean resolution to avert a shutdown.
This could have been avoided. It's totally unavoidable. And everybody's now asking the question, how does this end? Well, it ends when the Senate Democrats pick this bill up, passed by the House of Representatives, and vote for it.
Another vote to end the shutdown failed today. Tomorrow marks the annual Bring Your Bible Day, sponsored nationally by Colorado Springs-based Focus on the Family. In the wake of the recent murder of Charlie Kirk, spokesman Emerson Collins feels the annual event reminds people to honor the freedoms we enjoy in America.
First being our freedom in Christ, that Christ came, he lived, he died, he rose again, and we can have freedom from sin and death. That's a freedom worth celebrating. The second most important freedom we can have in this life is our freedom of speech here in the United States of America. I encourage everyone everywhere to bring their Bible with them wherever they go on October 2nd this year and be a light for Christ and administer the healing balm of the gospel to our culture and our nation that so desperately needs it, especially right now.
Emerson Collins adds he hopes people will bring their Bibles with them tomorrow to schools, universities, and in workplaces as well. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 43 points, the NASDAQ rose 95, with the S&P 500 index up by 22. This is SRN News. The holiest day of the year in Judaism begins at sundown tonight.
Yom Kippur is dedicated to atonement and repentance, where Jewish people seek forgiveness for their sins of the past year and renew their commitment to living ethically and spiritually. The observances of Yom Kippur include a 25-hour fast from food and drink, intensive prayer, and confession of sins, often spent mostly in synagogue. It's a solemn day that marks the culmination of the 10 days of repentance following Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish New Year. George Williams, SRN News.
Two Syracuse University students face hate crimes charges after authorities say one of them tossed a bag of pork into a Jewish fraternity house during a Rosh Hashanah celebration. One of the two men charged is accused of entering the home and tossing in a clear bag of pork against an interior wall, splattering the contents and on the floor. This is SRN News. A new major partner is taking stakes in a couple of crucial mining projects in Nevada.
The U.S. government will become a minority partner in Lithium Americas. The company is developing one of the world's largest lithium mines. Uncle Sam will also take a 5% stake in the Thacker Pass lithium mining project. That's a joint venture with GM. Both projects will help the U.S. reduce its dependence on foreign sources of lithium, a key material used to produce the high-tech batteries used in cell phones, EVs, and renewable energy. Rich Thomason, Washington.
A massive brick chimney running 20 stories up the side of a New York City apartment building collapsed after an explosion, sending tons of debris plummeting to the ground. No injuries or deaths were reported. More details at SRNNews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.